You've tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio broadcasting from our antenna atop Mount Tappan. Our programming is produced by volunteers, and the broadcast infrastructure is supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Sponsoring a program costs $100 plus tax a month and gets your business or other concern up to 12 weekly mentions. It's an economical alternative to commercial advertising. To find out more, go to voiceoftheshuswap.ca. While you're there, check out our broadcast schedule, fill out a membership, and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shuswap, we're listening to a live performance of Coltrane Plays the Blues, arranged and performed by Craig Thompson and friends. Up next, we'll hear another of Coltrane's spontaneous blues entitled Mr. Day. First, though, Craig talks about his former student, pianist, Tim Hertz.
I was going to ask you about Tim, your pianist.
Yeah.
I was listening to the way that he plays,
mm-hmm.
and he's so airy sometimes. And I mean, atmospheric, the way that he chooses his notes. And
yeah.
The way that he plays.
It's funny. You know, there's no way I'm going to take credit for what he does, because he did a lot of work. But he still uses a lot of the same like licks and ideas that I taught him in high school. He just refined them a lot. And he really plays upper structure triads and chords a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's building on the extensions, and it creates these very sort of floaty kind of sounds, right? Even when he's blowing over a blues, he's more likely to use triads based off 2-sharp 4-6 than anything else, and sort of ignore the structure of the chord and repeat those triadic concepts. And he plays a lot with tuplets, so a lot with like triplets, but not in groups of three, in groups of four a lot of the time, or in groups of five. Right, so you hear him going, you know, like, instead of going triple, the triple, the triple, the triple, he's going 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. He does a ton of that, and he's just become really good at it, right? And he can do that anywhere, on any chord, isolating upper structures, and it's just, I think it's part of the beauty of the piano, too, is that it's a very transparent instrument, right?
Yes.
So, you know, if you're trying to do that on a trumpet, I mean, good luck, because you have to hear every aspect of that. But you know, I do actually believe that Tim is probably hearing it all too. Because he was always a really gifted young guy when I worked with him when he was in high school, so.
Yeah, no, I can tell there's something special about his playing.
Just, yeah,
no,
he was
watching the way he was, this delight touch that he has.
No, he was a star. It was just, yeah, a special approach to the instrument.
Yeah. Right.
Different. We'll be right back.
For those of you who haven't gotten before, this is Tim Hertz on the piano. I don't like to brag, but I do like to brag. Tim's one of my former students. He graduated back in 2010, so it's almost been 10 years. He's gone off and got himself a degree at McGill in piano and doing all sorts of things. And now he's a fabulous musician and a vintner by day as well. Why not? Of course, you know Mr. Bernie Addington, Patty. And Mr. Michael Barefoot Treadway. A few years ago, when I was looking for a drummer one time, I called a friend down in Penticton and asked if there was anybody down there. There was a guy named Steve who used to play, and he was a good drummer, but he just kind of disappeared from the scene. So I was trying to find out if there was anybody else, because my usual drummer was busy. And they said, oh yeah, there's Michael Barefoot Treadway. And I was like, I don't want to play with anybody who sounds like they stomp the bass pedal like they're a bear, right? So I was like, no, don't give me some barefoot dude. And he was like, no, like barefoot. And then because my brain was just in a weird place, I started picturing this guy wearing like fuzzy bear slippers. Before he was finally like, you know, because it gives him like really good like feel and traction on the pedals. And then I just didn't like voice my stupid opinion about fuzzy slippers because I was like, okay, cool, just give me his number. But Mike is definitely my favorite drummer to play with these days. This next tune is my last tune on The Soprano. He only had a couple on this album where he played this particular axe. For those of you who don't know, he actually got the soprano sax as an attempted bribe from Miles Davis. Miles Davis bought it for him in 1960 as an attempt to keep him in his band. So because Coltrane was leaving, Coltrane had announced his departure, so Miles gave him the soprano, and that actually kind of just sealed the deal for him leaving because he started to find a new voice on this instrument and he was gone. So too bad for Miles and good for the rest of us. If you like Coltrane's soprano playing, which I do, so. This next one is one of my favorite all-time Coltrane tunes, and I'm so glad that this album was released, if only for this. This is Mr. Sims.
That's all for now. I'm Richard Sevigny, thanking you for tuning in and supporting Community Radio. I hope you can come back to this time slot next week for more Live in the Shoe Swap.